Hello and welcome to the new human, transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of fifth world. I am your host, Deanne, coming to you from Feels Like Fall in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. I'm sitting out on the deck. I have my slippers and socks on and a blanket wrapped around me. Oh my, how is everybody? I'm feeling so strongly community and that it's getting ready to happen, and I feel all of you like we're all in the same place, and we're sitting in a circle, and we have such peace in our hearts and knowing the work that we have done to get to where we are, and that we're in this frequency and vibrational plane where we just don't have to worry or have concern about or look outside at the distractions and the chaos of what might be happening in the outer world, because this new reality is anchoring in our hearts. It just feels so real to me and so present and so now. I'm getting so many confirmations and so many really strange, surreal experiences to, you know, it's just that it's a paradigm flip. The paradigm flip is real, and everything is present and encouraging us to come, beckoning us to come. Leave the familiar, leave the known, leave what you think is your security, and begin to allow this beautiful light within to be your compass and to show, guide, shine light on the way ahead that is a mystery, yes, and yet there is a strong foundation and sure footing if we trust it. So I titled today's transmission, just tuning into and feeling the September energies as we come into this last little quarter, third, what is it, of 2025. I titled this transmission, it wanted to be called A New Chapter Begins. How do you feel when I say a new chapter begins? These are not just words to me. The energy of the moment always communicates what the higher streams of consciousness are communicating. The possibilities, the invitation to new and more and greater life. All while so much of the world seems to buzz along as usual. the Lionsgate 2025 was incredibly powerful in both subtle and not so subtle ways. And the residual effects are ongoing and potent. More than anything, that gateway invited us, the human mind, the doing, thinking human, invited us to get out of the way. It is only in the mind, in thought, that we know separation and other. But the invitation of this new light grows stronger daily to say yes to things unknown, unfamiliar, things with potential, rather than what the ego mind perceives as safety. The gateway was strong and with just the least little bit of preparation, preparing the space for this day and this moment, a truly humbling beam of golden light just entered in, responded to the activity of a purer heart. And as you know, I was in the Midwest to host a gathering in a lovely, painstakingly restored historic home in Brownville, Nebraska, where a divinely diverse group of humans gathered to honor and receive from this gateway. And just days before this event, I was guided to open the ceremony with sound, frequencies to help the energy anchor in and make contact first with this incredible sacred geometry altar that we had prepared. And then to envelop everyone in the room. And not to just envelop this gateway, this new light frequency that many refer to as plasma light, it began to weave a golden serpentine light in and out of the circle, the human hearts gathered in that space. Visually, it was almost like the humans in that circle became the altar that we were sitting around. And once that activity began, it was so exquisite. There was higher mind communication and love that came through my voice, my heart, that conveyed the overall energy and invitation of that gateway. Unscripted. I couldn't repeat it if I tried because it was in the moment, which is always brand new. Always has everything that we need. It was so loving and peaceful, subtle yet powerful, authoritative yet feminine in nature. There is no need in this new energy. I cannot emphasize that enough. We are empowered at this time as a species as never before. But there are not demands present in this new light frequency. That would be very old masculine in nature, such as a god outside of us demanding that we get in line and be a certain way before we can know and be accepted into the kingdom of holiness. No. This new energy, new feminine light, power, invitation says, come as you are, but come. Walk out ahead. Demonstrate your light in what now emerges as priority in your life. This plasma light, the light of the new sun, is sweeping in nature. I see this, I feel this, I feel compelled by the language in these new light codes. Giant, fluid, cosmic spirals of golden rainbow light interacting with this planet, with human form. Much like how that golden serpentine light was weaving in and out of the circle. Just, it felt so loving, just loving us, scooping us up, binding us together, bringing us into the consciousness of unity. So these cosmic spirals of golden rainbow light interacting with us, the collective consciousness and energy in the world as we know it. I capture this new light often in images that want to be shared. Just recently, I was sharing some images with a new human in Paris, and he said that the images always make him feel scintillated, that they're so scintillating, and we both just smiled in our hearts at that. This new light wants to be shared to stimulate the heart and soften thought. In the blue light imagery on the invite to the September energies, you can definitely see and feel this rainbow light. So take some time with those two images if you haven't already done so. Antakarana, the rainbow bridge, merging realities. The Antakarana is a spiritual bridge connecting the lower self, so the you that you see when you look in the mirror, and the higher self or soul. The divine essence within, enabling communication and integration between the two. This gateway, it took us out to the edges of ourselves, wherever the self of the moment was. This gateway changed my diet, changed my posture, so much more surrender and peace in my body and mind and heart. It did not fill up my intellect. So that is important to note. The Lion's Gate 2025 activated really expansive new levels of freedom, basically offering a new level of energetic sustenance that we humans don't need to understand intellectually to receive and absorb these new light levels. We should just really have this constant sense of, I know nothing, because that means the mind is really still. You can tell when your ego is driving. You can tell when your mind is out ahead of itself and, you know, kind of like checking boxes and interpreting what it thinks is going on. We will be adjusting, acclimating, and integrating what came just so blissfully through that portal for many weeks. Everything continues to feel very different, as seems to be the nature of these gateways more and more. I am quite certain that this gateway was about elevation. It opened doors for us to step into greater freedom, greater power, and greater action that is not ego-bound, but service and purpose-bound. And I'm sharing this a few weeks out because this is the energy. This is what is present in the field. This is what is present inside of you right now, working with you, stimulating you, nudging you out of comfort and into more of the mystery of you. Pay attention. Take nothing that shows up or shifts around or presents in your reality for granted. Now is about a lot of integration and re-evaluating both priorities and direction for us all. Sit with that. Be still with that. Breathe that in. I so encourage you to sit with these transmissions, journal, break them down, listen many times. There continues to be such a profound sense of anchoring this new energy. It feels curiously holy to me. A quiet strength rising within a new consciousness and energy on our planet. This gateway, this time, this now, which, by the way, August was my 30th anniversary of being called so mysteriously to this place, Asheville, a land where I had never been, knew no one, left a tenured job, and came all by myself. Because that is what was asked of me by the mystery. And it changed the entire trajectory of my life, is still changing my life, my heart and soul and being. Rumi said, wherever you are, become the soul of that place. I feel that the soul of this place has inhabited me. And I share this as a remembrance that the same innate, vast level of knowing, of devotion, is inside of you. But you must be willing to surrender to it unconditionally. You must be willing to surrender the designs the human ego has for your life to the incredibly expansive wisdom in your heart. The human mind stays so busy. Busy, busy, busy. Gotta stay in motion. More, more, more. Do, do, do. And all that busyness is exhausting. The soul is ready to rest and settle in to this now. I feel as if this gateway the month and energy and invitation of August 2025 introduced me to a whole new level of devotion, which means a lot of magic entered in. I have not had access to the Shining Ones Forest, which essentially vibrates the new human DNA, for 9 months because of Helene. But this curious synchronicity happened just before I left for the Midwest, an encounter that I am sure the Shining Ones set up, that resulted in my being able to return to this sacred earth environment. I cannot even believe the fact of this forest exists, is real, much less exists in my life. And when I went for the first time upon returning to Asheville after this Lionsgate full moon gateway, what I felt as coded information pouring into my mind and my heart as I navigated this forest anew. I felt, and I feel it right now in this moment, such wonder, like I had been allowed into some new, ancient but new chamber, some sacred, holy environment that knew me, recognized me. I felt received, I felt welcomed back, and yet somehow the frequency was so jacked up. And as I navigated this forest, just feeling slow movement of reverence as I made my way on which trails are open, which trails can I get to. And what filled me up is this understanding, this knowing that we have turned a corner, that a new chapter has begun. Remember, remembrance happens in the feeling nature, not the mind. So I don't even need to know exactly what that means. I just need to honor it and remain open to it and follow it. Be with the new potential of it. Imagine that if you have the ambitions to accomplish something, that you have to be devoted to it. You have to concentrate on it. You have to attend to it. You have to make it a priority. And what that means is that other concerns, other things you can attend to, other destinations in which you might direct your actions, you have to sacrifice that to the thing you are devoted to. This is not how human nature has been conditioned. Humans want to be doing and juggling many things and directions and projects and potentials at once. And that may be satisfying to your ego, but it is just busyness. And it will continue to create more busyness. Your soul understands the nature of devotion. And this devotion becomes the pinnacle of all other hierarchy in your life. If you are in it wholeheartedly, if you are in it in a manner, in a way that would most assure your success, you devote yourself to it and you make the relevant sacrifices. It doesn't take much awareness, much attunement to recognize that the energy of sacrifice is present all over our planet. Things going by the wayside, things being in destructive mode, things perishing, the landscape, the environment of our earth changing daily. So I just invite you to kind of hold on to that contemplation, because it ties into what I'm going to talk a little bit later about that has to do with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene and the rise of the divine feminine and the divine masculine ascended mastery. I have been, this gateway has allowed for a much more distinctive experience of soul. So for example, the two-day drive out west, my hostess flew into Asheville and we drove across country together. And I really strove, I felt it. It was pouring into my consciousness to imagine, instead of, geez, we got to get through 15 plus hours of driving, to imagine, oh look, two souls having the experience of a human road trip. How present can we be to each other's essence during that time? It really is about shifting the habit of the mind to the wisdom and vision, the power of the heart. One of my favorite New Human quotes, my mind is a clear pool of water. My heart is a chalice of light. So again, back to the question we opened with, back to the energies informing this month of September. How do you feel when I say, when you hear about this now, a new chapter begins? What I feel, what I know, that is so much bigger and brighter and resilient and beautiful than the world, the reality of form that is chaotic and nonsensical, on fire, spinning into chaos, coming undone, more than we are even intellectually aware. There is a distinctive crystalline plasma consciousness and energy of light. I see it as a corridor of light. And what I feel in my heart, that is sustenance and substance and filled with meaning and purpose for me, is that with these transmissions, the books, retreats, sacred earth experiences, events, all things New Human for the last 2 decades, is that I am extending a hand to you and you and you to this humanity at this time. It's an energy flowing through me, so much bigger than me, lifting me up on top of the wave of the river of Sophia, which is the feminine wisdom. Unconditionally and without need, extending a hand, an energy, a consciousness. to come, to allow the separation and suffering, the density of other and fear, and that which is finite and eventually dies, to walk on now into this new light, a new chapter of humanity, the birth of a new creation, the invitation to new and more and greater life.